It'll be the status quo, more or less, for the dairy industry in the coming months. Ag leaders in Congress have spent a considerable amount of time coming up with new ways to help farmers and processors minimize risk. But that work basically went out the window when lawmakers voted to extend the recently expired farm bill. For now, farmers will continue to get cash payments if milk prices drop below a certain amount, a practice reformers had hoped to get rid of in a new farm bill. UW Extension dairy economist Bob Crump says its continuation is good for farmers and dairy processors.
It doesn't come out of the processor's pocket or out of the consumer's pocket. It comes out of taxpayer dollars.
With Washington in a budget-cutting mood, cash payments may not have long to live, however. UW-Madison dairy economist Mark Stevenson says reformers in Congress may eventually get their way.
I think that what they want to do is to move producers toward having a little bit of skin in the game by thinking about whether they would pay premiums to have some protection against bad market conditions.
Some ag leaders in Congress are looking to replace cash payments with a voluntary insurance program. Wisconsin agriculture groups say their members are willing to be responsible for their own coverage and rely less on government. Steve Rysom, Wisconsin Public Radio.